Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We've been getting a lot of text messages from Kid Nation members who have hitchhiked and picked up hitchhikers, and they're fine, you guys.
Who cares?
They're doing just fine.
The odds are not in your favor.
That's fine.
Except we did get one where it says, I picked up a little old lady on a hot Louisiana summer's day. She was sweating. I felt bad. When she got in, all she did was try to get cigarettes out of me. Well, I don't smoke, so I had to stop at a store 15 minutes out of the way. Never again. That's from Ashley.
It is hard to pass by the random hot girl hitchhiker.
Yeah.
No, you guys, she's a decoy.
Dude, that's the one you don't pick up. That's the scary one.
Because it's very tough to pass that.
My Uncle Red.
Oh, Uncle Red.
Rest in peace. He picked up a hitchhiker once. You know, he's military intelligence. And the guy started talking cuckoo, and he's like, get out of my car. Get out of my car. He, like, went nuts on the guy who was going nuts on him. Because when you're with a crazy person, you got to be crazier.
Right.
To get them out.
Well, Uncle Red Raspberry probably knew that judo chop they teach him in the government. Where you just knock one out right there on the neck.
Right.
Talking about that because Shia LaBeouf is going to be hitchhiking. And you pick them up, you can take them wherever you want. So that's his new art project. Hey, you know what? Cool. That's something I wouldn't do, but good for him.
No.
May he be safe. It's also National Wine Day.
National Wine Day. W-I-N-E. Not the wine like Kelly has been known to do. Wine.
Turns out we have somebody else.
Wait, what?
Wow. Wow. Mm. She has not been whining that much.
Not lately. Kelly, you turned a leaf.
Yeah.
Oh, you have.
Yeah.
A wine leaf.
Because of...
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, breaking news. We have the video. We have the Alan singing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow video.
To himself.
To himself. Well, featuring the rest of the people at the party.
He joined the chorus.
Yeah. No.
He was so excited.
You guys were the chorus. He was Beyonce. Great.
I love this so much because I could totally see myself having that same dream.
Now, well, you're the guy.
Dreams. Yeah.
You can relate to this because his dream was to have people sing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow about him.
Yes.
Your dream was to have somebody put shoe polish on your windshield. So you can relate.
And I did it.
Yeah. You did it to yourself.
You did it to yourself. That's why he's singing to himself.
I said that. That's why
relate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hear that performance in 30 minutes.
I can't wait.
About 30 minutes.
I could not wait.
Or become his Facebook friend and it's right there.
I could not wait.
Yeah, you can do that too. Or listen to our show.
Or listen to
us. We got you. And then become his friend.
Yes.
Nick is in studio with us right now, producer Nick.
Yeah, hey guys.
Who happens to also have gotten into something as of recent.
I've been drinking a lot of wine lately.
Yes.
I don't know why.
What's your favorite?
I'm a Tempranillo or a Malbec.
Malbec. See, that's manly.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
How do you feel about the Riesling?
You know, I'm not that big of a fan. Just black currant.
Would you consider that entry-level wine?
I think so. I don't know. My wife is pregnant. And so she can't drink anything, but she'll come home and say, hey, I got you a bottle of wine. Cool.
What a cool wife.
Yeah. I drink that.
In front of her?
Yeah.
So she can't do it?
She makes little mocktails.
Okay.
I don't know what she does with them. Lots of cranberry juice and
sparkling water.
Yeah,
and so the pregnant chicks love the mocktail.
Yeah.
Claudia's been doing the same thing. Yeah, because her husband, Stevens, will still drink and we'll be out. And instead of just getting, I feel like I would just get a water. But she's like, no, will you make it look like a drink? I want a mocktail.
Yeah, and then people give you those looks, though, because they're like, wait, is she?
I just remember when I was pregnant. You know, and doctors do say for some women, you can have a glass of wine. But I didn't want to be that woman because everybody looks at you.
Yeah.
You want to wear a t-shirt. My doctor says it's okay, but you don't want, people look at you so angry. But I remember I went to a big dinner and everybody was drinking wine and the smell of wine, I'm like, oh, it's like when you can't have it.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't wait to have this baby so I can have some wine.
So Nick, you're the guy now that would ask for the wine list if you go out to eat with a group of friends.
Sure. I'm not afraid. I'm not embarrassed to order some wine.
What's that wine you talk? Malakoff? What was it?
Malbec.
You got to try
Malbec, yes.
Because all I do is just look at the price. If I do end up with the wine
list. They know that. They know that the average person is going to pick the middle price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to go the cheap one. No. You don't want to go the most expensive. You're going to go for the middle
The middle. You know, somewhere around $12, $13 a bottle.
They've done tests on this. They've done studies like, well, they'll have a bottle of wine and they'll price it $10 and nobody will buy it. They'll go back and price it $20 and it'll sell out.
That's weird.
It is.
Because it's a mental, because people don't know about wine.
Don't you get a little pour in your glass and then you're supposed to swirl it around and see the legs?
See the legs. Look at the legs. You're supposed to close one nostril and sniff with the other.
Kelly, you're going to learn so much this weekend, right? Because you're going to do a lot of wine drinking.
We're going on a wine trip with some other couples, and one of the men leading joining the group is studying to become a sommelier.
Oh, really?
So we're letting him just, we're like.
Is he from Somalia?
No. It's a wine specialist.
Is he a Somalian pirate?
Expert. So we're like, you just plan everything and we'll write you a check.
Now.
Listen, I am the captain now.
Yes, he is the captain.
Tom Hanks will be there.
We're so stupid.
I am the captain now.
The problem is, whenever I've been around any wine expert, I'm drinking. I've never done the wine tour, you know, in Napa or anything. But whenever I'm around someone that knows what they're doing, I'm just drunk, and I don't retain any of the information that I learned about how to sip it, how to swirl it.
Like, Nick, can you do a taste test, and you can tell which one the good wine is yet?
No.
Okay. Okay. You're still there.
Okay, question. What are you supposed to do with the cork? Okay, that's not. I'm just saying. When a guy puts the cork on the table, are you supposed
to sniff it? But I don't.
I mean, okay. I said, JC, no giggles.
I mean, that's used to be. Don't you smell the cork?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why.
Why don't you just smell the wine?
I don't know. I just want it to taste good.
Yeah.
National Wine Day today.
Now, if you order a bottle of wine, Nick. Mm-hmm. And they bring you.
Nick's our expert now.
Yeah,
they pour you that little sample in the bottom of the glass or whatever, and then you taste it. If you don't like it, can you?
I believe you can send it back.
Send it back.
But
they'll make it by the glass wine.
I never have. You have to drink it and make it appear like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And
you're supposed to have it in your mouth.
Swish it.
That'll be good. I'll take a glass of that.
No, but you should to make them really think you know what you're doing. Send it back.
Be like, no,
you don't send it back. You don't send it back. You act a little disgusted and you go, I think it needs to breathe. And then you let it breathe and then you send it back because then it looks like you know what you're doing.
What?
This needs to open up and breathe a little bit and then it still tastes.
Nick, wine expert, what's earthy? Because my girlfriend likes earthy. I'm like,
Is that a dry wine?
What is earthy?
It tastes like dirt. Yeah, it tastes like the earth.
I've never tasted the earth. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the earth tastes like. And what tastes better, the earth or the planet?
Oh my God!
No, I'm sorry.
No, when you go to these wineries, they'll add things to the grapes while they're fermenting, like cherries or tobacco.
Ew.
Or you can taste the barrel,
leather.
It's interesting. And then when they're telling you, it tastes like wine. They're like, do you taste the notes of vanilla? Yes, I do.
Wow.
Do you taste the cedar? Yes, I do. You don't even know it until they're telling you what you're tasting.
Oh, you're not lying? You really do?
Well, it could be part mental, too.
It's like adult Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
I went to I saw a Craigslist ad once, and it was like for a wine broker. Mm-hmm. And I showed up, and they started talking. I was like, nope. But they were saying you can make six figures being a wine broker if you know what you're doing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's the best box wine that you know of?
Boxed wine?
Francia.
They have gotten better. The boxed wines have gotten better.
Yeah, man.
But I don't.
Al's asking us questions like we're at a seminar right now.
We don't know. I just buy whatever boxed wine I find.
You're the bar owner.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, happy National Wine Day to our new wine expert, Nick.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad I could be the wine.
Thank you, Nick.
Yes.
Keep drinking that wine in front of your pregnant wife.
Stay classy.
Tell her it's good. Yeah, it is classy, yeah.
Tell her it's good.
You know who else is classy? Hmm. Kelly freaking Raspberry's pretty classy.
Thank you.
Especially with her love advice.
And I'm so positive.
Yeah, as of recent because of our boy.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yes, sir. Love letters to Kelly. Fixing love. Coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Kelly Raspberry's boyfriend singing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow coming up.
Hello, I'm Alan.
We'll have that for you in about 20 minutes. We'll also call out those names less than 10 minutes away to be on your way to the Dominican Republic. Sign up for Trip A Day at KidNation.com if you haven't done so yet. Got those names for you. But right now, it's all about Kelly and her love advice.
Okay.
In a segment we call
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This letter has a title, To Look or Not to Look.
Whoa.
That is the question.
All right. My husband and I were married last October. We're very close and open with one another, as I'm sure every married couple is. But we were good friends for 13 years before we even started dating. So we literally know all the good, bad, and ugly about each other. Okay. We're expecting our first child in July. A little surprise stowaway from our honeymoon in Mexico.
Shout out.
And all of his friends have warned him to stay above the waist in the delivery room. I'm totally comfortable with whatever my husband decides to do, but I worry that he might miss out on a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see our first child being delivered. As a mother, is it really as beautiful as it's cracked up to be, or should we heed the advice of his father friends and avoid the visual for fear of it being a traumatic experience that he can never unsee? So that brings me back to my question, to look or not to look?
Don't look.
Don't look.
You don't need to see that.
No. Sometimes
I loved it.
Something
some guys can handle it, I would think, right? Some guys could handle it.
Why don't you have him go look on YouTube videos?
Yeah, there you go.
To see an actual birth, and then he can decide if he wants to see his wife doing that. Now, that is a personal decision. For me, I don't want anybody to look at him because I had a C-section.
Yeah.
And there are things that happen during C-sections nobody needs to see.
Yeah. Yeah,
not even the doctor. I think he closes his eyes for half of it. So I personally am okay with nobody looking.
Uh-huh.
But some people think that's really cool.
I think some guys can handle it. JC, you were also studying to be a nurse. Like, you wanted to be a nurse. You were into medical stuff. I've had guy friends of mine who I've been close to, more close to them than the
that
girl.
Looked?
That looked, and they were like, it was really hard for me to look at her intimately the same again for a long time that.
For a long time, but I guess eventually it can happen.
Yeah, because you're still.
But yeah, if he can handle looking at YouTube videos and he still wants to see you do that, then sure. But I mean, there's no right or wrong answer, honestly.
Training wheels is what you're saying, basically. See if you can do it. Yeah.
Watch it.
But why bother?
Don't they show that in Lamaze?
Why risk it?
I didn't do Lamaze because I had to have a C-section, but don't they show childbirth, like real deal stuff?
Look, the reason I looked is just because you get to see life being brought into this world.
You can see that life when the doctor holds it up over
the
curtain.
I know, but it's just the moment. It's just weird.
Again, you're different.
It's a weird feeling. It's like the coolest feeling ever.
You're all emo and stuff, you know? You can handle it.
Right.
Conception, yes. Look. Delivery. Delivery.
There you go, Big Al.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Sure.
I have been broken up for almost a year with my ex, whom I was with for 3 years. Now, we recently bumped into each other and started hanging out and texting. We both say we just want to be friends, but I get the feeling she wants more than that, as I do.
Oh.
But she dumped me, so I feel like she should be the one to bring it up first. I don't know if I should keep seeing her. It just hurts too much to be friends with the person who was the love of my life from Juan Garcia.
Mm. Oh, he gave first and last
name. Yeah, he wants her to know.
Well, I'm sure there's maybe more than one. So this is the deal. It's time to have a conversation. Yeah. Say, look, sweetie, are we going to try this again? Because if not, I don't see the point of this continuing. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Say, are we going to try this again? Are you happy the way things are going? Because, you know, I'm looking for a relationship,
you
and what we're doing isn't healthy. Yeah. So if you want to try it again, I'm open to it. But if not, because if you don't just have the conversation, you're going to sit here and be wishy-washy back and forth and waste all this time.
Right.
No.
And don't just walk away because you never know.
Yeah, but she's just dipping her toes.
Yeah, so just have the conversation.
Probably. Yeah. She'll tell you honestly.
Yeah, say, are you wanting to try it again? And if not, we need to stop this. Yeah. This isn't working for me.
If not, bye, Felicia. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I am a recent graduate from Louisiana State University.
Yeah.
Tigers. With a degree in mass communications. Mm-hmm. It has always been my dream to move to L.A. after graduation and work in the film television industry. The only thing holding me back is my boyfriend of almost 6 years. Mm-hmm. He's a true Southern guy who has no interest in the West Coast. He says he's willing to move for my career as long as we stay somewhere in the South. We have a great relationship, and marriage is something we both want. I'm extremely torn because I don't know if it would be worth it to leave such a great guy to pursue my dreams. What should I do? Please help me. Macy.
Macy, I am not going to make that decision for you. Women give up dreams and put their careers on hold for men all the time. If that's what you want to do, you do that. Me personally, I would say follow your dream. You've put all this work into it that you need to go and try.
Same.
And if he loves you, he will be there for you, and it'll all work out in the end. And if not, I'm telling you, there's a really hot guy in California waiting for you to show up.
Yeah, there's a couple. It is California.
It makes me so angry to see women who, like Dr. Girlfriend, I admire her for what she's doing.
Absolutely.
I really do.
Yeah.
She has been with Al for 3 years, almost 4 years, and she's like, a lot of women would say, oh, I don't want to lose him. I'm just going to stay here. No, she's like, too much time and.
Hold on, Kelly.
What?
Hold on 1 second, Kelly.
No, don't. Stop it. Just let that be.
Well, let Kelly finish, because what if Kelly finishes with, but he's out?
But girls do that all the time. And if they have a passion, a career, something they've worked for, but I love him. No.
Okay, can you repeat that, please?
No, I've already. No. Just send her tell her to listen to the K-Pod.
I'm videoing now.
She can watch it on KIT TV later. It'll replay later on KIT TV.
I really admire her for
I really admire Dr. Girlfriend for following through with her dream and not staying behind for some stupid boy.
All right, I got it. Thank you.
You got it?
Yeah.
Is she back from Detroit yet?
She is back. Well, I'll give you an update
later.
Yeah.
And a man that's willing to move for your career, but only in the South. Mm-mm. That's not really supporting.
No. Plus, you can make so much money if you do get a land a job out there.
Good. Or yeah. It could be a lot of people go to California and realize
it's not.
How many people? Yeah. I knew a girl once. She made it through like 4 years of college, about 2 months shy of graduation, decided, I hate what I'm doing and I don't want to do it, and dropped out.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you get to the end and you're like, oh, this is what I thought it was going to be. And maybe your career will bring you back to the South. But you don't know if you don't try.
Go for it.
Yeah. Go for it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm in college and have liked this guy since the start of the fall 2015 semester. I went for it in the beginning and told him how I felt about him, and his reply was the classic, thank you, but I'm not looking for anything. But throughout the rest of the year, we would hang out together, and my roommates think he's just leading me on. I'm still really into him, and I, along with our mutual friends, think we'd be so great together. Do I tell him how I feel again? Don't, and keep hanging out like we are? Much love. Seriously confused.
Don't say another word. You already told him how you feel, and he knows. And believe me, he knows by the way you're acting.
Guys will take as much as they can get, especially in college.
Take as
much as you give them. Exactly.
You giving it to him?
Yeah.
You think she's giving it to him?
Have your cake and eat it, too.
You know she's giving it to him.
That's what he's doing.
You know she's giving it to him.
Why will a guy, this will take you a while to learn, girls, but a guy's not going to date you if you're giving him everything he wants already.
True.
No need.
Yeah.
Especially in college when you're that age,
yeah.
You know, and you got all sorts of selfish stuff going on.
He's got a smorgasbord outside. He's just sampling everything off the menu.
Which is what they tell you to do in college.
Why buy the cow
off
when
his
you
plate.
Get the milk for free?
This milk ain't
easy.
Free.
Yeah.
That's your tagline, Jenna.
This milk ain't free.
No, be more confident when you say your milk's not free.
This milk is heavily discounted.
It's a trip a day in May on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You can write our love letter, Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We have a nice little tab set up there for you. That's also where you go to sign up for Trip a Day, and that's how you get in on this. We're going to call out three names. First one to call back is going to win a trip to the Dominican Republic.
Be listening right now.
Jenna, do you have the names?
I do have the names. Today's names are...
You do now.
Sorry, I got a lot of love letters in the
mix. It's all good.
You know, I'm all jumbled. Today's names are Joseph Terry, Casey Cole, Crystal Perez. Casey Cole, Crystal Perez, Joseph Terry. 10 minutes start now. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
So we'll hopefully get a winner next. Send them on their way to the Dominican Republic.
Woo.
And a little singing. The world debut from...
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Can't wait.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We landed a big celeb. She broke a world record for most viewed Facebook video. Of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, like, crushed that. BuzzFeed had it with the watermelon. No longer the watermelon. It's now the Chewbacca mom. Let's say her proper name, though. It's Candace Payne.
Okay.
And she's going to join us on the show live in an hour. We also got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 40 minutes. Kelly, you've been working hard on that one.
Yeah, I'm struggling today.
Is it a slow news day?
It is a slow news day.
Yeah. Well, she'll have something for you.
So, boy, doesn't that make you want to tune in?
Oh, so hard. I can't wait to see what you
come back
up with.
Come back to see what I scraped together.
Yeah. But definitely come back for Chewbacca Mom, because she's super inspirational. I've been reading about her. She's super cool.
I know there's people that have YouTube channels and do videos and all that trying to go viral, and some make money by that. But I wonder if you just have one, and it goes more viral than, like this one, than anything ever before, is there a money tied to it?
We could ask her if
you have ads placed tied to it.
That's how people make money. It's just with the ads.
But hers was
only one.
But just for, if it's a one-off thing.
Facebook Live is hers.
Yeah.
I don't know if she makes money off the Facebook Live.
She probably just gets some good free perks right now.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got her at school because she's gotten to do some really cool shows.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She's a natural on the camera.
She is. She really is.
All right. We'll get to her in an hour. But now.
Let's go. It's a trip a day in May on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, don't worry. We got Kelly Raspberry's boyfriend singing coming up in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Oh, don't worry. It's all set. It's in there. Right now, it's Trip a Day time. Jenna called out three names.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the quickest dialing fingers wins. That happens to be you, Joseph Terry. Congratulations.
Oh, man. All right.
All right.
Yeah. JT in the house.
All right, this guy right here.
All right.
But guys never win.
Yeah, Joseph
guy won this one.
And then we had Jared win yesterday. It's back-to-back guy winners.
There you go, J&J.
What are you doing today, Joseph?
Oh, headed to work.
Yeah, what do we do?
Pumper and oil field.
Hey,
wow.
West Texas?
Yes, sir.
Nice. How's the oil coming along? Pretty good?
Oh, yeah, it's coming. Yeah? It's coming all right.
There you go. There you go. Joseph, here's what you got. You got a trip to the Dominican Republic. Jenna's got more info on that.
Yeah, it's going to be a four-day trip for two. Everything paid for. You're going to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana in the Dominican. It's Hard Rock's first all-inclusive hotel and casino. Got five-star all-inclusive amenities, a bunch of restaurants, and this is just a really cool resort. A bunch of pools.
Lots of pools.
There's
lots
a casino there. I mean, I think you might have to bring your wallet when you want to do the casino. They don't give you money to gamble with. But an adult pool, an adults-only pool. Do you know who you're going to take with you?
Probably the wife.
Probably the wife.
That's a good idea.
The ball and chain, huh?
Hold on. All of Joseph's friends are listening, going like, so you're saying there's a chance.
When's the last time you guys took a vacation?
Oh, man, it's been a while.
Do you have passports?
Nope, will, but we'll get them.
Yeah, you definitely will. Yeah. Start working on those, Joseph, because you got a trip all set up, buddy.
All right.
Shout out to the Permian Basin.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, Joseph, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up, okay?
All right, good talking to you, buddy.
Fun in the oil fields, working hard out there. Real man's work.
I love a free vacation almost more than getting money, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially all-inclusive, because then there's like,
if we gave you money, then you're like, oh, I got to spend it on bills and that kind of thing. But, you got to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Got to do it.
It's a good one right there.
That's great. That's fantastic.
We'll have another trip for you tomorrow. You got to sign up at KidNation.com. Now, if nobody would have called back, we would have opened it up. So if you haven't, you still have a small chance to win if you haven't signed up. But
go ahead and sign up.
Increase your chances.
Up those odds. Why not? Yesterday, Kelly had a good day with her boyfriend. Was it a going away dinner?
Yeah, he accepted a job. It's the same type of job. He's in marketing and advertising. Yeah. He's going to a new company. And he's been with his old company about 15 years or so. So this is a big deal. He's developed some really close friendships. So they wanted to give him a going away happy hour.
Okay. Yeah.
And before the party, a few days leading up to it, he's like, Kelly, my dream has always been for people to sing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow to me. In public.
That's a weird dream,
it. He's like, but you know, I can't do it. You got to start it.
Yeah.
Okay, baby, I got you. Well, I forgot.
How do you forget?
Because I'm meeting all these people for the first time.
The week after he gives you your dream.
I just forgot.
He threw you up against the wall and tried to kiss you.
He tried. So anyway, so we're sitting there and half the crowd, more than half the crowd had left. There's about six or seven of us left. And Alan's having so much fun, he didn't want the night to end. He's like, let's go get a nightcap. And let's just go around the block. So we get there and he looks over, he says, babe, you forgot to get him to sing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow. I was like, oh no. Oh honey, I'm gonna take care of it right now. Hey guys, he's like, wait a minute, let me get my phone out.
Yes. What's his dream, Al?
It's his dream, and he wants to remember this forever.
So he gets
his phone out, so then we can start singing. And what happens when you sing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow? Other people in the restaurant start singing.
Absolutely.
And what else happens? The jolly good fellow you're singing about decides he wants to sing too.
Now, I'm picturing everybody sitting around with a beer mug in their hand. You know?
There is a video.
And there's a song, and Alan is singing louder, and he is smiling bigger than anybody in the video. He's having so much fun.
Ladies and gentlemen,
love it.
And it's time.
He can't be mad at me for sharing it because he posted it on social media.
It could go viral. The world premiere of Alan's new single featuring Kelly and the rest.
And it was Alan and the rest.
Here's Goodfellow.
He's a jolly good
Now that's his voice, right, Kelly?
Yes, he's next to the phone, okay?
So,
but he is the loudest, too.
First note, he's already the loudest. Let's see if he keeps that up.
The video is on Kid TV right now.
Yeah, let's start over again. Here we go.
For he's a jolly good fellow.
He's still going.
That is fantastic. fan-freaking-tastic.
Oh, look at Kelly Raspberry making dreams come true.
Well, that is...
When I'm reminded. You have to remind me.
Yeah. Awesome.
Just wave that magic wand. There you go, Adam.
So cute.
Dream has come true.
Damn
that
it.
Is great.
Oh, that's cool.
That is great.
Pretty cute. Come on, Jason. He's pretty cute.
He's good. Yes. Good for
he's
him.
Cute.
I like Alan a lot. Al, what's your dream? Do you have one like that?
For everyone that does videos like that, to hold a camera sideways.
You don't like
come
the vertical?
On.
But anyway. First of all, you're the last person to be talking about that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, social media expert.
Yeah, right.
You never hold your phone like that.
Oh, my dream. Oh, gosh. I don't
like your
have...
fantasy. You don't think you have one?
I'm
that
sure
pops
I,
into your mind?
I'm sure I do, but go around the room, and maybe I'll come
he already
up
did mine.
Kelly's is being thrown up against the wall
Which
and being kissed.
I had my dream realized.
Yeah,
bonus.
Alan's was simple, for he's a jolly. It doesn't have to be something
no.
far
No, grandiose.
Fetch.
No.
Mine's a little grandiose, I guess.
What is it? Because
I want to be that guy that, during a concert where they randomly pull somebody up on stage and you either get to like dance or sing
See,
along.
I don't know how we can make that happen for you, though.
It's like, rarely random.
Like if you go to the Britney Spears show, I want to be that guy that gets to go up there and sit on the chair.
Yeah.
I guess
what you want. That's your dream.
I guess me singing, this is never going to happen. Never in a million years. And I work for a radio show. This is not going to happen. But me singing Blake Shelton, and Blake Shelton walks in the door while I'm singing Blake Shelton.
Right.
That's never going to happen.
It could.
That's never going to happen.
Slight possibility.
It's never going to happen. But but it's a dream.
Yeah.
It's a dream.
Jenna, what's your dream?
Like celebrity like that? I mean,
no, like just what's your fantasy? Because Kelly's not a celebrity-driven one.
Well, I would say I really only had one thing on my bucket list, and it was to be killed in a horror movie, and then I thought that was going to happen, and then I didn't get killed.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I'm in it, and that was really cool. I never thought that would happen, so maybe something like that will happen again.
Because you're supposed to go on the sequel now, right, maybe, for that one movie?
We'll see how it goes,
Yeah, if there's enough people see it, there'll be a
sequel.
But,
you know, it was the last day of filming, so they couldn't.
Yeah.
They accommodated me as much as they could.
What about you, JC?
I told you.
Oh, yeah.
I need more dreams, I guess.
Yeah.
I need more dreams.
I do too.
No, you don't.
Al buys everything that he wants, you know? Like he thinks, I want to do this or I want this car or this car.
Did you sell the car that you were trying to sell?
No, not yet. And
someone told me to buy it so I could finally drive it. I'm like, I don't. You're selling
that's the only
car.
Way you can
that
get
car is
it.
Expensive.
I think it might be God's way of telling me don't sell it. But some people are supposed to come look at it today, so I might sell it.
Al, that goes off on people on Facebook yesterday.
Are you just trying to sell it on Facebook, or are you on a car site for a classic
car? I didn't think it'd be that hard to sell. I mean, honestly, it's a classic car. So people keep telling me, go put it on Craigslist, put it on classiccar.com, put it on this. And I might. I'm lazy.
Did you get it painted blue and white?
It was like that. I haven't done anything to that car. It's a Mustang. It's a 66 Mustang. I've tried to sell it for 2 days, and I'm very upset because I hadn't sold it yet. But I haven't done anything to it since I bought it. It was running perfect, and it's still running perfect.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
But no, it's great.
But I'm not a lot of people were interested in it, just nobody bit.
Yeah. And it took me back to when I worked as a car salesman, because I worked for Redbird Nissan for a day.
Oh, I would love to have met car salesman Al.
For a day. And I'm taking the, we watch films for them to show you how to sell cars and procedures. And I worked all night. I had a valet parking service at the time.
Yeah.
So I'm in there watching this dark room, watching these films. I've been up since 2 o'clock in the morning, or didn't go to sleep till 2 o'clock in the morning. I nodded off. So at the end of the first film, the general manager, whoever, called me into the office. Said, hey, son, we're going to have to let you go. I mean, you're going to sleep during the film on your first day.
Aww.
That's the only time I've ever been fired from a job. And so I said,
counting cars.
Counting cars.
Yeah, you got replaced by a hose.
I was replaced by a rubber hose.
We have audio of Big Al's going away party when he got fired for the hose.
He's a jolly good fellow. He's a jolly good fellow.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's good. Gotta love Alan.
Oh,
gotta love that Alan.
I love that. I love that about him, man.
It's time for Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation. You could ask us whatever question you've been wondering about. Maybe you missed a show and you've heard us, you know, touch on something. You're like, wait, what happened? Kelly's dating somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely dating somebody.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Dang right. You could bring up a topic, a cool story you've seen. It's whatever you want to talk about. There's no limits to this bit.
There you go.
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will do Whatever Wednesday next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
You could ask whatever you like, you talk about whatever you like, bring up whatever you like, Kid Nation. Whatever Wednesday. What did it used to be back in the day, Kelly?
Open line.
Yeah, but since it's Wednesday, we just gave it a cool name.
I think we did it every Friday.
I think so.
Yeah.
Just to kick off the weekend, yeah. Sort of like we do Flush the Format.
Right.
Or...
Now we just like to do it on Hump Day.
Why not?
It's whatever Wednesday, it
yeah.
just goes.
Whatever.
We love W's.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
That same number, you can text.
Sure.
Because we have a cool text line here. And speaking of the text... We have a couple fun facts, or one fun fact about the wine thing, because it is National Wine Day.
It is.
We were talking about the cork earlier.
Uh-huh.
Like, why do people sniff the cork? This it says people think smelling the cork has to do with the taste or the nose of the wine. It doesn't. You smell it to make sure it's not moldy, compromised.
To make sure the wine hasn't turned.
Yeah, make sure it hasn't gone bad. If I guess if it smells vinegary, it's gone a little bad. So
yeah.
You got to send that back. And that's good to know.
Do you lay both of them on their sides, or is it just the dark wines, like when you're storing them?
I always store them on their sides. I didn't know that, because you're supposed to keep the cork moist. There's nothing worse than a dry cork, Al.
I don't store them, because when I open the bottle, I finish it.
No, when you store them before you open them.
Oh, you got to store them. I just go to the store and buy.
You're like the wine equivalent of the most interesting man in the world, JC.
Right. I want to get that gig now that he's gone.
He just retired. He went
to Mars.
He just
retired.
Yeah.
The Dos Equis guy gig is open.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun gig.
Got to grow a beard. Uh-oh.
Yeah, there goes that. There goes that. Thanks, Jenna. This one's from the Dream Thing segment we just talked about. Kelly's was to be thrown against the wall and kissed. Her boyfriend was to be saying... Good fellow.
For he's a jolly good fellow, yeah.
So he got that yesterday. This one, my dream is to kiss in the rain, like pouring rain, like
Love
the
it.
Notebook.
Totally, it's great, yeah. Love that.
Yeah. Have you ever done that, Jenna?
Yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Kelly?
I haven't kissed in the rain. I got caught in the rain one time. My girlfriend and I, we were running from the Holocaust Museum back to our hotel.
Oh, so nice.
It's really
nice
happy.
And romantic.
Happy yeah. time. And we ended up stuck under a bridge with some homeless people during soup hour.
Uh-huh.
And we got back to the hotel. I've never been wetter in my life.
Was there any
our
kissing?
Our clothes. No, we didn't make out. That would have been fun.
Yeah.
I could have grabbed the homeless man after he finished his soup. But
that's the closest you've gotten.
We were
so there.
Wet, we threw our shoes away. We couldn't even pack them to take them on the plane the next
kissing
day.
Kissing in the rain's good when it happens Ugh. Organically. You know,
and when
like,
you're barefoot.
When I was walking home from a bar with a boyfriend and it was pouring down rain, that's great. Not to go, like, out in it.
Right. Yeah, don't go into it. Just make
You get caught
make it
in
happen.
The rain, yeah.
No, you're going to have to throw away your shoes.
That's the thing, though.
Just know that.
It's really cool while you're doing it. And then afterwards, when you finally get home, you're like, oh, but I'm all
cold,
wet now.
Wet
and I'm
jeans.
Cold.
Peeling off wet jeans
it's
is
just
the
worst.
Worst.
Yeah,
even your underwear is impossible to peel off because it just rolls.
Yeah, yeah.
Turns into that rolly
One
underwear.
Of those fantasies is better in your head,
yeah.
I think.
All right, speaking of dreams, Tron's got one. What's up, Tron?
What's going on, JP?
Is your first name Mega?
No, not all the time.
Yeah. So what's your dream, Tron?
You might can feel this with JC, but this is really more along what Jenna's dream is. I have to, at some point in my life, walk away from either a building or a car and it explode. but the key is I can't flinch. I can't flinch.
That's the trick.
Yeah, like Breaking Bad. Have trick. You seen that scene when he walks out? There's a lot of that.
Exactly. But... I'm going to look really weird because I'm going to be walking in slow-mo.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to seem right, but that's my dream.
Hold on. We're going to get your name and number because I know a guy that does explosives.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Please do, and I'll walk away from it.
And I may be able to get like a junk car and make this happen, like in a
cool.
field somewhere. But I know a guy.
Oh my God! Please do, because
okay, we're gonna get your get your name and number.
Cool. Tron,
what happens if he flinches? He has to do it again.
Yeah.
No, you get one.
You only get one chance, Tron.
This is one shot, bro. One
do you want to do it by yourself, or you need like your squad with you? Like when it's a group of dudes,
solo.
I don't really have a squad. Now my wife could probably do it, and I kind of want her to flinch. Like, I'm like, what's wrong with you? You're supposed not
to
flinch.
Yeah, hold on, Tron. Al apparently knows a guy.
I just randomly met this guy at a July 4th.
You know a guy that does explosives?
Yeah, he does it like July 4th, obviously, is biggest day of the year, New Year's Eve, I guess.
That's
but
weird.
He does these all over the
fireworks?
Country. Fireworks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't know, but it may be something that we could make happen.
Yeah, maybe we could make it happen. Okay, hold on, Tron. Look at that. He didn't know that was going to happen for
him.
Thanks, Al.
Sure. Well, I mean, I hadn't done anything yet, but I'll try.
This one's back to the C-section conversation on the text.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Well, it was love letters to Kelly.
It's whatever Wednesday.
He was asking, should I watch when my wife's giving birth? This person said, I went through 3 C-sections. It is awesome and beautiful, and I have a bigger respect and deeper intimacy with my wife because of it.
That's you.
That's people are different.
You, and that's fine. I'm just suggesting that they perhaps look at a video of someone they don't know and don't have a romantic attachment to online before they make a decision they can never take back.
The thing is, if you're questioning it, if you're asking, should I, don't.
Personally, I wouldn't want to see that. That's just me. Yeah. I don't want to see my friends having babies. I don't want everybody. Okay. The new thing is bringing everybody.
Yeah.
No.
Everybody come watch me squirt this kid out my hoo-hoo. No. I don't want people watching that. But it's like, it's natural. It's nature. Yeah. I don't want to see that. You know, and I don't want other people seeing that.
No. My wife told nature me. Go to Sherwood it's Forest
not,
or something.
It's not just the baby squirting out, I'd be worried about.
Just everything?
It's like apparently everything in your body comes out.
I don't see that.
My wife apparently has seen her own birth. It's on. And they watched it.
Oh, my.
No,
that's weird. I don't know if I want to see my mom.
I don't want to see me.
I don't want to see my mom.
About that. I was talking about me. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't
want to
see my mom. I told you.
No.
Al and I are old school on this.
Don't watch.
Bring me the baby when he's about 3.
Whatever Wednesday. Are JC and part-time Justin related?
Explain so much.
Right. Okay, go ahead, JC. I'm sorry. Me and Kelly are having our own show.
Yeah.
Are JC and part-time Justin related? We get this question a lot because his name is Justin Chavez. I'm JC Chavez. Not related.
Not related?
And we do resemble each other a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, we're not related at all. So there's that question answered for you.
What else we got on whatever Wednesday at 800-543-3548?
800-5-GEEK.
I thought you were still reading them. Yeah. I'm sorry. No. I don't know. I'm not supposed to talk.
Alicia, you have a question for Jenna.
Hey, we do. Alicia, your first time caller. Yay. We were curious. We listen to you guys every morning, like on our 20-25 minute commute to school. And we know Jenna was in a scary movie and she was supposed to be murdered, but we didn't catch what movie and we haven't caught why she wasn't murdered.
Oh, okay. So the movie's called Death House, and it was very last second, actually, because they had already, they were close to wrapping production on it. So one of the investors had heard that that was my dream. So I got to fly out there, and it was literally the last day of shooting. So they worked me into a scene, and I thought I was going to get to die as well. I think that's what everyone else thought, but they couldn't rewrite scenes at the time. So he's like, no, we're going to feature you. I'm basically a glorified extra. So I will have this close up and I look terrible. They told me to come in no makeup. I thought they were going to paint me dead, but I'm just going to be in this movie with no makeup. And I get a big needle in my neck. So you don't really know if I die or not. I didn't end up getting to do some like screaming, dying scene like I had hoped, but the movie, it should come out in October.
Yeah, we'll keep
you posted. I'll keep you posted on it.
Yes. Awesome. We're sitting here and my 10-year-old daughter, Jada.
Hi, Jada.
Hey, Jada.
Hi.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
We were so curious. Like, we got to see this movie. I had to call. I was like, we got to find out. So awesome. We'll be watching for it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll let you guys know.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Bye, Alicia.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So cute.
10-year-old. How old is Emma? 10?
9.
Oh,
she's almost a fourth grader.
Yep.
And she's so tall.
How tall is she?
Almost a teenager.
I don't know, but she's like up to my shoulder. It's crazy.
Almost up to your shoulder?
Yeah, she's at least booby height.
I probably hadn't seen Emma Kelly in, not quite a year, I don't guess. But I haven't seen her this tall.
She's had a couple of big growth spurts.
Yeah.
I mean, you're tall. Is she any taller than you?
They do the projections, and she's supposed to be like 5'9", 5'10", which is I was 5'9 and a half.
She lost
shrank
half
an inch. I'm so devastated.
That is going to be funny when she's a teenager and dad, who's not as tall, telling her what to do and she's towering over dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You shrunk half an inch?
Yeah, I shrunk half an inch.
You don't know why?
That happens.
Because it's cold?
Your spine compresses with age. You just, you get shorter.
It normally happens in the dryer.
Yeah.
Like your t-shirts.
I'm going to start stretching more.
That's what I need to do.
Standing up straighter. Mm-hmm. Maybe that'll help.
Uh-huh. Did you see that guy that was out in space? He came back and he was like, I don't know how many inches taller, but he was like 4 or 5 inches taller.
We've talked about this. It's because of gravity.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to weigh yourself and do height in the morning.
No, the guy that was out in space for like a year or whatever, But yeah, he came back and he's back to normal now, though.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, be honest. If you're in your car, you're at work already.
I love
as
it.
As soon as you hear that, you start smiling.
I love it.
And progressively turns into laughter.
I love it. I love it.
Such a happy Chewbacca.
She has now been everywhere. She's making the rounds. This video literally blew up overnight, and you were not expecting it. Her name is Candace Payne. She's in studio with us right now.
Hey, Candace.
Chewbacca mom.
People are calling you Chewbacca mom, which is a cool nickname.
Yeah, that's way better than Wookiee woman, because Wookiee woman implies that I need to shave.
Wookiee woman.
Wookiee.
Now, are your kids horrified? Because, you know, we live to embarrass our kids. And anytime we even do something that's even cool, they're like, oh, mom, you're so embarrassed.
You have young kids, right?
Yeah, I've got a 6 and a 7-year-old.
You have Duncan and Cadence.
That's right.
And that's how this started, right? You had some time to kill before picking them up.
Yeah, I was thinking, man, I got 30 minutes before I got to get them up, and I want to prove that this mask is mine and not theirs.
Yeah, I love that.
You were looking for, I think I read you were looking for yoga pants, and you just happened to see the mask in a store. Is that correct?
No, I took some stuff back, and I thought, I'm going to try to start working out, so I'm going to get yoga pants.
Yeah.
Y'all, I didn't find any that fit me. So, you know, I was like, well, I'll just go get something for the kids. And so I went over to the toy section.
All right.
I accidentally bumped into it. See, I'd seen that mask, but I didn't realize it made noise. And when I bumped into it, it made a noise. I was like, oh, I need to get that.
Yeah. It literally brought joy to you as soon as you heard that.
Yeah, it's glorious.
So you buy it, you get in the car, you throw it on, you make this video, filming yourself, cracking up, hysterical. That's it. Just laughing with the mask on. And
you're an internet sensation.
Out of nowhere.
It's crazy.
Within how many minutes or hours did you notice that, okay, what's going on here?
Well, I actually kind of noticed, maybe, you know, when it hit like 1K on the views.
Yeah.
I started laughing again. I was like, oh, I'm going to text some people. Y'all, 1,000 people have watched
Like,
this.
What's going on here? Yeah.
1,000.
Yeah, 1,000. And then before I went to bed that night, my last like status update was 1 million views. And I was blown away by that.
Yeah.
And then to wake up to over 20 million. Wow. I didn't even have
Isn't
a concept
crazy?
For what was happening.
I told
see, this is JC's goal in life is to be a viral video sensation.
Oh, really? Right.
And he tries. You didn't even try.
We brought the world Guinness Book of World Record people in here for JC for him to break a record.
Nothing.
You broke a record and went viral.
It's crazy.
What's the record? What was it? The watermelon video that BuzzFeed had, right, with the rubber bands.
Rubber bands. Yes.
That was a record at like 10 million.
Wow.
And you blew it away.
No,
yeah.
I think like yesterday I was over about 140 million views.
So prior to, let's say this week, this time last week, had you ever been in a TV or a radio studio or a radio station?
No.
And now you've been everywhere.
Tell us, James Corden. I want to know how that was. James Corden.
What all have you done?
I started out that morning at Good Morning America, and I actually got to meet Sean Hayes that morning, too.
Yeah. Oh, he does so many videos with his partner.
Right? And they were there together. They were so cute. And, oh, my goodness, I started singing I Love My Mama. I love my mama. Anyways, I just love him.
Okay.
And then I left after that, and I did an interview in a van with strangers on the way to the airport with Entertainment Tonight, and they separated me from like my sister, my only family, and I was like, somebody call Liam Neeson. So it was awesome. I ended up doing that, getting on the plane, flew out to LA, and then we did the James Corden piece. But we filmed that little thing with J.J. Abrams, and they just surprised me. They gave me like this script that had basically said, hey, here's just some kind of idea of what we want to do. And Reggie, their band guy, he's going to play this third part, you know. And I'm like, oh, okay, that'll be funny. So I really had no clue that they had J.J. Abrams anywhere. And he was so sweet. Like, he drove himself up. He was just like, yeah, I'll come do this for a couple hours. And, like, I want to put him in my pocket and carry
he's
him.
He's so nice.
He is the sweetest, most precious little thing in the whole world.
Wow.
You know, the real Chewbacca. Lives in this area.
Oh, she's going to
meet him.
She's going to meet him.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because I actually like tweeted, so he was not doing very well. His health was very poor. And I tweeted him and Chewbacca tweeted me back. I was blown away.
You get to go and next week and hang out with him?
Yeah. The Dallas Comic Con, the fan expo. I'm going to go get to meet him with my husband and kids.
Were you a big Chewbacca fan or a big Star Wars fan?
Yeah.
So you're real familiar with Star Wars. Well, it wasn't just a random mess.
I'm kind of the fan that's above like the normal person. Like I own more clothing than I possibly, you know, should at the age of 37. Uh-huh. But then I'm also not like I'm a below that crazy, crazy weirdo that they're like posting theories and they get mad at you when you mispronounce Star Trek. And
But you're into Star Wars.
But she's into it. Did you knew you released that video the day of his 72nd birthday, right?
I had no clue until afterwards.
Yeah, Chewbacca's 72nd birthday.
Wow. It was meant to be.
It was like seriously meant
to
be.
And maybe that's why it also went viral, because that combined, you know, and then Chewbacca pops up. I don't know.
Do you know why? Do you have any idea why, Candace?
There's science to it.
I have no idea why.
Yeah.
But I just think people are just loving to get a good laugh.
Yeah.
I do.
A lot of people were sharing it, right, on their own Facebook pages, and then it just spreads that way.
I told her, the first time I saw it was a few hours later, like literally probably 3 hours after you posted. I remember seeing it. And it was from my wife's best friend in San Diego.
Wow.
So that's how, like, within 3 hours, it's already on the West Coast. And what I noticed, the one thing on Facebook videos, you will always see, there's always, like, okay, cool video, and then so much hate. What I noticed about your video is that it's basically 99.9% positive.
Mm.
So crazy.
That's great.
That's good.
you bring
get a good touch of fame here.
People love a great laugh. I remember I was in a Mexican restaurant some years ago, and this lady at another table way over there, and I kept hearing a ha 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 ha, and this lady laughed so much, and it was so cool to me to hear her laugh. I got up from my party, went home, got my tape recorder, came back. She's still there. And we taped this laugh, and we played it for weeks and weeks and weeks, because people love a good hearty laugh. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
What's the coolest thing you've gotten? You were telling me you got some free stuff. I told her, I was like, take the free swag.
All day.
Yeah. What's the coolest thing?
This morning we get a door knock, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, what's that? You know, it's a box, and we start opening it. And about a couple weeks ago, before all this happened, I was asking people online, my friends, hey, have y'all done Dollar Shave Club? Anybody?
Yeah.
I was like, anybody do that? Is it worth it? And they're like, yeah, we love it. You know, so I'm like, well, I'm late to the party, but I just signed up. Here's my link. If y'all want to, you know, refer me, I'll get a couple bucks off. You know, I got a box this morning from Dollar Shave Club. They just told me that they were getting these algorithms where nobody's ever gotten that many credits. And they're thinking,
whoa,
our system's broken. And come to find out, they're like, no. She really has that many people that's been referred through her. I have 25 years worth of Dollar Shave Club. Right?
Don't you just want to get the money and like not the razors
now?
Now you will never be a Wookiee. No excuse to not shave.
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm going to be some silky soft legs.
Yeah, girlfriend.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
So you've never done comedy or anything? Like, you strike me as, like, an actress already. Like a very well-seasoned actress.
Oh, my God.
I got to be honest with you. When I was a teenager, my desire was to be on SNL.
Yes.
It really was. I did a Chris Farley impersonation like nobody's business.
Oh, do that for us.
First off, I've been hearing a lot going on about this girl that's been trying to motivate people.
Very good.
Oh, my God, Candace.
That's awesome, Candace.
The bad thing is that I also look like him. So.
But you got the personality. Maybe this is a launching pad for something. Who knows?
It's got to be.
Candace Payne.
Candace, what were you doing before you posted this video with your life? Just a mom, stay-at-home mom, working?
Yeah,
what?
Absolutely.
Momming it up.
And I also volunteer in my local church. I sing and play guitar, and I lead worship. And, you know, I've been doing that for years.
So you're a performer. You have to be a performer to do that.
Speaking of that, Candace, this is not the first time you have been on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What?
Ooh, it is not.
It is not. One person in this studio dashed your hopes and aspirations one day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So...
No.
What does it mean?
What?
I don't know.
Kelly, I love you, but yes, it is.
What did I do?
there was a year where American Idol was out here at Dallas, and y'all were holding like this little contest where you were saying, all right, we want to put somebody at the front of the line, call in and sing for us.
Yeah.
And I sent in a link, and Kid was like, yeah, I like Candace. I like her. Yeah. And Kelly was like, I don't know. She's not bubbly enough. Oh. And y'all ended up voting for the other person.
She's the definition of bubbly, Kelly.
What was the other contestant worthy? I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. She doesn't have 144 million views on her Facebook.
Well, I also understand you wanted to play a little matchmaker. Somebody told me you were trying to set somebody up with Kid.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember this message here? And I have it in front of me, Kelly. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
This is from Candace.
Is before or after the Idol?
So you've been listening to the show for quite a while. That's flattering. Thank you.
Y'all are my home radio.
Thank you, baby.
I'm really sorry about that.
Well, you'll be happy to know Kelly's
I'm
very
so
positive.
Sorry. Yeah.
I love Kelly.
This is from June 26th of 13. You may see me sharing a pic of you that was taken by Dish Nation and posted this morning. Although it may seem lighthearted, I really do think that you would be an awesome for my sister, or she'd be awesome for you. I usually don't play matchmaker, but she's super cute and adorable like you are. And even if you got together just for some laughs, I know that you'd be someone that could appreciate her sarcasm. Public figure or not, I have followed your show along with her for years. We love you. Honestly, no high expectations or unrealistic fantasies of you being together with her, but it could be something worth a try. Hope you're not mad at me. I'm officially trying to start a movement called Hook Kid Up with my sister. Thank you for reading.
Yeah, she's off the market.
And so she found somebody.
Love.
Yeah, she's a great catch.
Yeah, you're trying to set her up with Kid.
Yeah, they're just funny. They're just funny,
That's
man.
Awesome.
You know, when sarcasm becomes a love language, you need to find somebody else that can speak that.
Right.
Or else it's just doomed.
And you're married.
You know? Yeah.
I see your ring. What does your husband think of all this mess? Yeah.
Goodness, he is so good,
yeah.
Y'all. We're going to celebrate 15 years in December.
Nice.
And so we're one of those rare things where you just find the people that are polar opposites, but they really, really work. We joke about that we were everything on our do not want list, like in each other. Like I was so big. Like I had a gastric sleeve surgery, and I've lost a lot of weight since then. I'm still losing. But, man, when I was a teenager, I was like, Lord, just please don't give me anybody that's tall and skinny. And he's like, tall and skinny.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, really? You know?
Well, here you are 15 years later.
15 years later. He's a rock, man. He is a rock.
Good.
He's the real deal.
We're talking with Candace Payne. You may know her as Chewbacca Mom on Facebook. Does anything come your way because of that video with all the views, or is it just basically Facebook says, ha-ha, thanks for all the...
And your Dollar Shave stuff.
Yeah, Dollar Shave stuff.
Well, yesterday I actually got to go to the Facebook headquarters in San Francisco.
Did you meet
Holy
Mark?
Smokes.
I did not meet Mark because he was previously engaged, but I tell you, I met the entire team that created Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that that's not a very long-lived program that they've started.
Just started, right?
Yeah, so for this has kind of done something that's incredible for Facebook as a whole. You know, it's kind of breathed a little bit of new life to that social media platform that hadn't been there too.
What do the Facebook headquarters look like? Fancy? Expensive?
Imagine unlimited resources when you're a kid and you're like drawing up your dream house and how you just put stupid stuff in it and you're like, yeah, it's just because you can. I drew that there. And, you know, that's exactly what it was.
Right?
On their roof, their rooftop is a park. Like, it's solid grass, paved ground, like places that you
like
can
a
go
park.
Look out
wow.
and just see the Golden Gate Bridge. It's, like, intense.
Wow.
Intense. Actually, I had an incredible moment yesterday sitting out there on top of that roof. It was like 5 minutes. I just got by myself out of this whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat and I just started breathing in the fresh air. And man, I just felt like it was a moment where I'm seeing, okay, if this is what man can do with unlimited resources, what in the world could God do with my life with his unlimited resources?
Amen. Preach it, sister.
He's doing it.
I'm telling you, I don't have a plan for anything in the future. I just know I'm not going to limit him.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to limit what's coming next.
There you go.
Oh, you're going to have lots of good content.
I think so.
Yeah, for services, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Are Hollywood agents knocking at your door right now?
No, I need one. Somebody hook me up.
Oh, I got you. I'll be your agent.
A couple of papers I need you to sign over here.
Yeah. Al and I just started our management company.
Well, obviously, I don't know talent, so I cannot be your agent. I passed many years ago.
We'll just be friends, and we'll just go shopping. You need to help me with your style.
I hope you find some yoga pants.
Yeah.
I see let's make some pug videos.
And eat some sausage.
Sausage, that's right.
A weekend of karaoke in your future at McKinney Avenue Tavern.
Yeah.
In mask.
Oh, you do? In mask?
In mask.
Oh, the Chewbacca mask makes the noise, though. Can you turn it off?
No, you can't.
Oh, yeah. You can't turn
Take
it off.
The batteries out, maybe.
All right.
Do you carry that thing everywhere with you now? Or are you just leaving it?
Oh, I wouldn't leave it anywhere.
The original one actually has two signatures on it now. It's signed by J.J. Abrams and James Corden.
Oh, the original.
Very nice.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Could you potentially end up in a Star Wars movie? Do you think now?
If that happens, I may need to permanently buy Depends because I'd pee my pants.
Yeah, what
if they ask you to be Chewbacca?
Oh, my word.
Little baby Chewbacca.
I could maybe be an Ewok if they bring those suckers back.
There's no mate for Chewbacca, is there?
I don't know. How did Chewbacca get there?
I don't know.
Do you know you're a Star Wars fan?
I'm telling you, this is where I say I'm below the level of crazy.
Okay.
Below the level of crazy fan.
Well, look, Candace.
Candace is going to mate with Chewbacca in the next Star Wars.
Wow. I think that would be something I might not accept.
Yeah. Here's my dream for you, Candace. My dream is for you to actually get that SNL audition. Hopefully that happens. But if it doesn't, you are more than welcome to come on our show any day you want.
There you go.
And do your SNL stuff.
Yeah. Because
you seriously
work it out on here.
You have a natural talent and ability to make people laugh. And like most of the comments say under your video, the world needs more people like you.
Yeah, amen.
Awesome.
Like seriously, you are such a great person and you're so down to earth. And we could tell the person we saw in the video that's genuinely you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've enjoyed compliments. Who doesn't?
Right.
But can I tell you, my ultimate love is seeing everybody else realize that the same thing that's in me can be in them.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Everybody needs to know you've got that exact same thing in you.
Yeah.
You do. You have the ability to stop in the middle of the day and laugh at something stupid. And just enjoy yourself and take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Do you choose to be happy?
Yeah.
That's your thing. You choose to be happy.
Somebody said, you must be so stressed with this entire schedule you've been on. I'm like, I am never going to have that word stress in the middle of this circumstance. Are you kidding me?
You're right.
I'm not stressed.
Enjoy the ride.
Enjoy and
wait,
take
what's your next
in.
Facebook Live video going to be?
Right. Oh, pressure.
I have no clue. I'm just following whatever's organic and just comes to me.
Yeah.
You know what we need to do right now?
What?
We need to sing for She's a Jolly Good Fella.
And a one, and a two, and a three.
Yes. For she's a jolly good fellow. For she's a jolly good fellow. For she's a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny.
I don't know how Alan went so high on that thing. My goodness. Sorry about that singing, Candace.
I loved it.
Candace, thank you very much. You've brought a lot of joy to a lot of people, and thank you for coming here and sharing it with us. That was awesome. I love the whole
thing. Thank you for being you. Cheers,
thank you for being
you. It's so great.
Candace, we need to hook our pugs up.
We do.
You have a black pug.
She has pug.
Pug life.
Mine is actually Brindle. Her name is Opal.
Oh, really?
She's not even two, and she is a hot mess. She actually sounds like Chewbacca when she makes like this weird noise, wanting to go outside.
Oh, can you do the Chewbacca thing yourself?
I don't know. Let's try it. I'm not ashamed. Let's try it.
Let's see this. Candace doing it.
Good.
Candace Payne.
She's been hearing that mask over and over.
Right? She gave us a little Chris Farley, a little Chewbacca. She gave us a lot of laughs.
That's awesome.
Is what she did.
Awesome.
Hopefully this is the first of many appearances on our show, Candace.
Dude, I'm so down. I love y'all. I love y'all.
Even when you get your big show.
I know.
I seriously
James
see
Corden
you.
And then comes in here.
I see you doing something huge. I hope so. I hope it for
me
you.
Me too.
How do we keep up with you? Do you have like a public thing? That...
You can follow me on Facebook.
Have you always wanted to say that?
Yeah. You know what? There's phrases coming out of my mouth that I just catch and go, what the mess? All right. So you can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at Candace Payne. And you can follow me on Instagram at Candace Payne.
How do you spell that?
P-A-Y-N-E.
C-A-N-D-A-C-E. P-A-Y-N-E. All right, one word. Go.
She brings the pain, but it's pain from laughing.
Yeah.
Candace Payne, thank you so much for making us laugh.
Yay.
And coming in here.
Yay,
Candace.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.